you want me to? 3, 4, anything you wish for. I'm a slave to your design, so work me to satisfy the core of your mind. Right, so what you want me to? You love chores, distract me from my worst flaws. Setting free the softest part of me, it's dangerous sometimes. Still gully that is getting me high. Please don't call my name when I submit to you this way.
Aesthetic's crazy. Album's way too long though. I make it just the same, but with all the lyrics gone. I get violent in a rage when I'm sad alone. I can criticize the world when I'm sad at home. In bed, no makeup on my face, filter covered up my lows. If I don't wake up Monday morning, I'll make it up to you, babe. If I don't wake up Monday morning, I'll make it up to you, baby. See me when I'm here, but I'm lost in the pure. Mistakes in motion, misplaced emotion. I get violent in a rage when I'm sad alone. I can criticize the world when I'm sad at home. In bed,
if I don't wake up Monday morning, I'll make it up to you, babe. If I don't wake up Monday morning, I'll make it up to you, baby. See me, but I'm here, but I'm lost in the pure wanderlust. Hold tight when the sky.
got me singing the blues. Well, here I sit a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? They say a rose is red and violet's purple, and sugar's sweet and so's maple syrup. And I'm the seventh out of seven sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Lord, preserve us and protect us. Mando Richard has Whiskey Before Breakfast. Tune in to WRCT's Folk and Bluegrass Show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. You'll hear a wide range of folk music, traditional and contemporary fiddle tunes and songs galore. Be sure to catch WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast at 11 a.m. Wednesdays right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, or streaming WRCT.org.
The first thing I remember knowing was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Plastercaster, and I always listen to WRCT when I'm in Pittsburgh because only talented people are played on the station.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Thank you. Ipanema to the world. I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight we will be listening to the Quarteto Latinoamericano playing the string quartets by the great Brazilian composer Francisco Mignone. That CD in 2012 won the Latin Grammy for Best Classical Album. The Quarteto Latinoamericano is a string quartet from Mexico. Its members are the three Bitran brothers, violinists Saul and Aaron, and cellist Alvaro, along with violist Javier Montiel. It was formed in, mind that, 1981 in Mexico, and actually has a very strong connection to Pittsburgh, as it was the quartet in residence at the Carnegie Mellon University from 1987 until 2008. They recorded over 100 pieces, including the complete works for quartet by Heitor Villa-Lobos. We played them all in this program in the past years. And to tell us more about this music, about Francisco Mignone, we have again the pleasure of receiving Saul Bitran from the Quarteto Latinoamericano. Welcome, Saul.
Hello, good evening. I am Saul Bitran, first violinist with the Quarteto Latinoamericano. I'm very happy to be here again from Ipanema to the World, hosted by my friend Flavio Chamis. And I am here today to talk about a Brazilian composer called Francisco Mignone, who wrote wonderful music for string quartet, which we will be hearing today. In 2010, the Quarteto played a concert in Rio de Janeiro. At the end of the concert, an elderly lady came to us and said, "Hello, I am the widow of Francisco Mignone, and I love the way you play Villa-Lobos, and my husband left many, many scores of music for string quartet which have never been played." And she gave us right there a huge envelope with a lot of music for quartet by her late husband, Francisco Mignone. So we got back and we started reading this music, and we thought it was fantastic, really, really good music. And after a few months where we had read all the pieces, we suggested to our record company, Sono Luminous, to do a recording of all of the music for string quartet by Francisco Mignone. So a year later, we did this album, we recorded all this music, we sent a copy to the widow, Doña Josefina Mignone, and she was ecstatic about it. The CD came out, and it turned out that that CD got us our first Latin Grammy in 2012, and this CD is called Brasileiro, Works of Francisco Mignone, and as I mentioned, these are all pieces for string quartet written by Mignone, two string quartets, and then several pieces for quartet. So I encourage you to listen to this music with an ear towards Brazilian folklore, because there is a lot of it, but not only that. I will be talking more about Mignone's source of inspiration for his music. For now, please enjoy this music. Thank you.
composers. From an early age, he was surrounded by Brazilian popular music, often playing with his friends in typical Brazilian instrumental formations. He wrote a good number of popular style works, but had to publish them under a pseudonym. The pseudonym was Chico Bororó, because in those days would have been inappropriate for a formal classical composer to venture into the popular vein. He was a great pianist and had numerous international appearances. Among the conductors who performed his music were Richard Strauss, Leopold Stokowski, Eugene Ormandy, Toscanini, and Leonard Bernstein. Here are three Spanish songs by Francisco Mignoni, again with the Quarteto Latino. Thank you. songs by the Brazilian composer Francisco Mignone, played by the Quarteto Latinoamericano from the CD Brasileiro, which won a Latin Grammy Award in 2012. The members of the Quarteto Latinoamericano are Saul and Aaron Bitran, violins, Javier Montiel, viola, and Alvaro Bitran, cello. The Quarteto Latinoamericano has been playing for the last 44 years, and with this extraordinary career, decided that this will be the last season that they are performing together. But here, to tell us a little more about Francisco Mignone and his music, here is, again, Saul Bitran.
Francisco Mignone was the son of Italian immigrants to São Paulo, and he himself traveled to Italy to study composition with Vincenzo Ferroni. He spent many years in Italy, and then he started writing music when he came back to Brazil in a very typical Italian operatic style, which was also the music he heard at home. So the early pieces for quartet, you can definitely notice the influence, especially of Puccini, but also Verdi and Donizetti. This is very romantic, very lush music. Then at some point in Brazil, he met the artist, intellectual Mario De Andrade, who was a promoter of modernism and of putting Brazilian folklore into Brazilian art. Mignone became interested. He started exploring Brazilian music, like his fellow composer Villa-Lobos did. And little by little, Mignone's style changed radically, and he became much more influenced by Brazilian folklore. And you will hear that very clearly, especially in his two string quartets, as opposed to the shorter pieces that you have been hearing, which are more Italian in style. One more thing about Mignone is, I think the reason he's not well known is because precisely of Heitor Villa-Lobos, who is such a giant, and he cast such an enormous shadow over all other Brazilian composers of the 20th century. So Mignone had a hard time having his music played, premiered, and known. But nowadays, to me at least, they are both giant composers of Brazilian classical music.